So Noah Schachtman joins us now. He's a contributing editor for Wired Magazine and the editor of the national security blog Danger Room. We've talked with him a lot here on the Takeaway. Good morning, Noah.
Hey.
So you have a great exclusive story here on the Wired website and your blog Danger Room, and let's talk about it a little bit. It basically involves Google and the CIA backing a new web monitoring startup company called Recorded Future, which claims it can use software techniques and data on the internet to spot trends and actually sort of predict the future. That's a fair characterization, right?
Yeah, it's a fair characterization of what Recorded Future says they're doing. It might be a little bit overblown. I think what they're doing is spotting trends early. The idea is you pull out relevant data from web pages, who's participating in particular events, where those events are happening, and most importantly for Recorded Future, when those events are happening, to kind of tease out hidden links between
right.
people.
Now, let's take a look at this sort of in a huge kind of meta way. I mean, is it possible that what this company is exploiting is the fact that as people get more sort of networked into the internet, that the internet begins to behave like a huge sort of simulation of society itself, and that as such you can spot where things are headed and it has a sort of future prediction quality to it?
I think that's spot on. As a former Wired writer yourself, I think that's a great insight. I also think that it's more than just a simulation. It's how we live our lives, right? And that's what makes it a little bit unnerving. I mean, you know, we've made this sort of tacit deal with Google, right, that they'll be able to scour our email and look at our searches to deliver us better ads. If they're starting to get into business relationships with the intelligence community, that makes all of a sudden all that scouring a little creepy.
Although, you know, Google is in the intelligence business. The CIA has just been in that business longer. In many ways, the fact that these two are looking at this company is an indication that they may be onto something. I mean, if I was an investor, right?
Yeah, it might be an indication of some profit there. And the company founder and CEO, a guy named Chris Ahlberg, who was a former ranger in the Swedish Army, his last company sold for $195 million. So Google and the CIA stand to turn a handsome profit if something similar happens with Recorded Future.
Now, are these two, you know, known to like each other, to work together? Are they like, you know, seasoned collaborators, the CIA and Google?
I wouldn't say seasoned, but the investment arm of the CIA and the intelligence community, which is called InQtel, did invest in a company a couple years ago.
Get out of here. Seriously, the CIA has an investment arm called InQtel?
Correct.
That wasn't invented like by the Bourne trilogy?
In fact, not, nor by Ian Fleming.
It's the name you have a problem with?
No, I just love it. It's just, but it's so like retro.
I work for InQtel.
Get smartish.
Yeah, it's awesome. So anyway, they invested in a company called Keyhole. Keyhole was sold to Google in 2004, and that became the basis of Google Earth, which is now how we scour satellite images and get our directions from point A to point B.
So let's go back to the science here a little bit. If the internet behaves like a simulation, obviously everybody isn't networked, and there's a divide digitally between people sort of at the high end of the income spectrum and the low end of the income spectrum. What does this simulation miss, and what would its weaknesses be, as far as you can tell?
Well, like you said, what it might miss is all that offline behavior. But if you've got an organization that's also dedicated towards spotting some of that offline behavior, maybe you can correlate that with the stuff that is online and come up with something that's a little bit more accurate.
How is this different from what marketing companies are doing, spotting trends in, say, shoe purchases or, you know, what the next sort of, you know, fashionable body piercing is going to be by looking at people on the streets of Soho, say?
Right. I think it's probably not much difference. The only difference is this time element that Recorded Future is adding. So the idea is to look for co-occurring events that might not naturally appear to be related. So just to use a really dumbed-down, gross example, if I'm going to, like, Aruba, and there is and Osama bin Laden is hosting his next Trends in Terrorism conference in Aruba, perhaps I am there, therefore going there. To attend his conference.
I see. So it goes, it's a little beyond the Sun Will Rise Tomorrow headline, but not much.
Mm, Yeah, well, I think, I mean, I'm using a really dumbed-down example.
I got to tell you, Noah Schachtman, this all makes me very nervous. Coming off the headline yesterday that Russia is going to start prosecuting people for future crimes against this Russian state, come straight out of Minority Report, and all these things about predicting my future behavior makes me extremely nervous.
Well, I don't think Recorded Future is necessarily interested in your individual behavior. I think it'll be more interested in trend analysis. But look, you know, like I said, we've made this kind of implicit deal with Google that they get to look at all this information of ours, you know, kind of because their products are good and kind of because we believe in that don't be evil mantra of theirs. So what if they're starting to mess with that in any way, it is unnerving.
Well, let's talk again back to the science here, because obviously for this company to have any viability at all, there's been a threshold crossed of the complexity and scale of the internet that makes these kinds of predictions even theoretically possible. But on the other hand, we've also learned that as people become aware that they're being watched, they also change. So over time, people's awareness that people are spotting these trends and looking for these trends is going to change our behavior. How does that change the viability of predicting the future on the internet, do you think?
That's a great question, and if we were just talking about a small slice of the internet, like Facebook or something, I'd say, you know, it's easy to change up. But these days, there's not that much that goes on in sort of average Western lives, at least, that doesn't involve the internet in some way.
But what about the East? I mean, in many ways, Korea and Taiwan are more networked than even the United States.
Right, and there too. I mean, I guess all I'm trying to say is it's become awfully hard for us to kind of completely disentangle ourselves from the communication web that we're all taking part in.
You gave us a dumbed-down example of something they might predict. Do they have a track record at this point?
They don't have much of a track record yet. I think they're still very much in development phase. The company's only about a year old, and right after it started, that's when InQtel and Google put in their money.
Just love that InQtel. I can't. I'm going to say that all day today. No, Schachtman, is this one of these things where, I mean, I know you're a successful Wired.com blogger and writer, et cetera, but is this one of these things where you said, I wish I'd thought of that?
Who can predict what I will think of next?
Well, that's a yes, buddy. Noah Schachtman, contributing editor for Wired Magazine, editor for the national security blog Danger Room.